Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos Paula. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Griggs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Griggs. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser takes first base on ball four. Maxwell moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Connie Graub now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder misplays the ball. That's an error on Snyder. Keene moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Connie Graub. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Herzog moves to third. Two outs. Herb Plouze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plouze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bridewesser is called out on strikes. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxwell moves to second. Jim Small pinch runs for Virgil Trucks. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Clevenger. Maxwell moves to third. Small moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up beyond short. Keane can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0-for-1 in the game. Paula hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle. Paula reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Tigers. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Paula moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berberet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Keane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Plus hits a line drive towards short. Keane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Severs, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chuck Ellis, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Plews is hit by the pitch. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paula is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keene is hit by the pitch. Buddy Hicks pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Plews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Hicks now playing shortstop. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orovets for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.